Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. 20 pounds, George. How much? I mean, that's got to... Nick, 20 pounds is... significant.
It's significant. It is absolutely significant. And it feels good. And you can tell, I can look at myself.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that they always say you don't start to see the changes until about week 6 or week 7. I started to see them around week 4.
Okay.
But then just looking at myself now, for instance, we just got our credentials for CWS.
That's right. Right.
And I looked at the picture and I was like, I don't even know who that person is. Right.
Unbelievable.
Now. I can sit up here and look at you. You can see my neck. In that picture, you cannot see my neck.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
You should be.
Shout out to Farrell's.
You should be, I believe the word is strutting your stuff.
Hey, and you know what? Anybody that's listening right now, you guys can come out and see us at CWS.
Yeah.
If you have questions.
You got answers.
I got answers. And if you want a before picture, I got you.
You.
110%. Come see us.
I love it, man. I absolutely love it. I totally love it. God, that's exciting. That is so exciting. 402-951-1620. About 10 minutes away from Brian Munson. Told you, I'm all excited. I got 300 pages. This is the biggest issue yet of Athlon's College Football Preview magazine. Picked it up yesterday. You know, you gotta take baby steps with it, you know. You know how you can if you eat ice cream too fast, you get an ice cream headache, get a cold headache. Yep. And you're like, ooh, ah, God. You can get a football, like, you get a football headache. You consume this stuff too fast. You got to just take your time with it, George.
I also low-key love how you have no notes of what page Nebraska is. Yeah. You already know.
Yeah,
Love it.
Page 143. I was curious about what the anonymous quote section would look like. I told you I love that about what Athlon does. They give an opposing coach gives an anonymous quote about each team. And it's always interesting. I'd be interested to hear, hey, Jay Wright, what do you think of Creighton? You know, like, that's already interesting. But oftentimes when you take the anonymous aspect of it, you sometimes get more honesty. And so here is the quote from the anonymous opposing coach sizing up Nebraska. It's long, so saddle up, partner, because here we go. Here's the opposing coach sizing up Nebraska and Athlon's College Football Preview magazine. Said, quote, still an ongoing project, but they're the conference's most talked about team in recruiting. Scott Frost is going to get it turned around. He's already set the tone. You can tell right away. That's a different team in terms of behavior and attitude on the sidelines. We noticed it immediately. Offensively, they're going to have more consistent playmakers this year. They're going to have more speed than you would expect from Nebraska in recent years. The quarterback, Adrian Martinez, is a hell of a player. He's going to improve a lot over a true freshman year of being thrown into bad situations. As long as that kid's at Nebraska, they're going to be a problem in the West. They're real thin behind him. They're thin at most positions, which is why they're still a work in progress. They love to use spread run game as a base to create him from there. They struggled a lot on defense, and they're still building it back. They need an identity. That's what separates a talented roster or a high-scoring team from a Northwestern or Wisconsin. You need a defense that can make it ugly. We see them out in recruiting showing promise in places they haven't in decades. That's the ability to score some points right away and promise immediate playing time in the Big Ten. So a lot there to unpack. Some good stuff, some stuff I agree with. A lot I agree with. There's a few things I don't know if I totally agree with. But I think it's interesting for the coach to immediately note recruiting. Because here's the thing. I put more stock at like, or I put, I shouldn't say I put more stock. I put a lot of stock in that from another coach because he's out there. They're recruiting against Nebraska, so they can feel that presence out there, you know? Oh, Nebraska was here yesterday. Oh, Nebraska. So Nebraska's already offered you. Nebraska, you're going on where? Are you going to visit this week? Going to, you know, like things like that. Because, I mean, he also noted the good recruiting pitch for them right now is, hey, we score a lot of points, we play a fun style, and we have immediate playing time for you. Smart and true. The second thing is that the coach immediately noted the difference in behavior and attitude on the sidelines. Said, quote, he's already set the tone. You could tell right away. That's a different team in terms of behavior and attitude on the sidelines. We noticed it right away. That is great to hear. Because I think we all felt that and noticed that over the course of last season. But sometimes you don't know if you're too close to it and it clouds your judgment a little bit. But for an opposing coach to immediately notice that, you know, the tone has been set and the behavior is already different, I think that's telling. I really do. You know, of course, the Martinez stuff and how big of a study is. I love the quote on him of saying, as long as that kid's at Nebraska, they're going to be a problem in the West. Amen to that. And amen to him also pointing out how much he's going to improve after a freshman year being thrown into bad situations. I said this all last year. The reality of last season, if you just isolate it, now, Martinez is in a great situation big picture-wise with Verduzco and Frost in this system. But last year, that was a very hard situation to get thrown into as a true freshman. You have a culture that isn't established, and it's a locker room that's a little bit fragile. A little bit fragile might be an understatement. Then you think about all the things that he was dealing with. He gets hurt the first game. He is coming off an injury, didn't play football for a year because of it. Like, it's a lot of things working against him that I think he'll be dramatically improved this year because of all those things. And then the final two things that coach noted that is spot on is you know, he noted the depth issues. I mean, that's clearly still a work in progress there. But then he also noted the defensive issues that are prevalent. He said, quote, they need an identity. That's what separates a talented roster or a high-scoring team from a Northwestern or Wisconsin. You need a defense that can make it ugly. And a couple of things within that. He says they need an identity. And, of course, he's not talking about offense because the offense, they know who they are. But here's the thing. The defense knows who they want to be. So I think that is good. While they're not there yet, the defense knows who they want to be. The defense knows what style they want. And that's the thing. The first step to having an identity is knowing what identity you want to have. But in and of itself, that's kind of the $64,000 question right there with the defense. Can Nebraska's defense get to where it needs to be? Can Nebraska get to where it has the type of defense that can muddy up a game, ugly a game, disrupt a game? It did last year against Michigan State when there was a snow globe at Memorial Stadium. So they at least showed a sign of it. But I thought that quote was interesting. He said, quote, that's what separates a talented roster or a high-scoring team. You need a defense that can make it ugly. And I tend to agree. Because there are a lot of teams that are pretty talented offensively and can score points. But the true separator is the teams that got a little bit of defense to go along with that. There are a lot of Big 12 teams that can move the ball and score. You look at Washington State under Mike Leach, they can move the ball and score. But they don't ever really punch through because at the end of the day, their defense isn't quite good enough or disruptive enough. That's still the big question with Nebraska. Not only this year, but beyond. I mean, I think with Frost here, the offense is going to be good. They're going to move the ball, score points. Can the defense get to where it needs to be consistently? And that doesn't mean shutting people out, goose-egging everybody. But that means disrupting the game, muddying up things, sacks, get in the backfield, get the defense to turn the, you know, forcing turnovers, get behind the sticks, second and 12, third and 11. Can Nebraska's defense get there? Really interesting stuff. I will say this, though, because I agreed with a lot of what he said. Talking about this opposing coach in Athlon's College Football Preview magazine, talking about Nebraska. The one thing I don't know if I totally agree with. He said, quote, offensively, they're going to have more consistent playmakers this year. I don't think I can confidently say that right now. It's possible. With the departures of Stanley Morgan and Vinyl Zigbo, that's 2,000 yards of offense gone. I think Nebraska's got potential and candidates to fill those voids. Wandell Robinson, Dedrick Mills, Noah, the Cal grad. Like, they got some guys that could. But can I say with definitive certainty right now that Nebraska will have more consistent playmakers on offense compared to last year? I don't know if I can. But a lot of interesting stuff. God, I love those opposing coach anonymous quotes. I just love it. Absolutely love it. All right. You know what time it is. It's Brian Munson time. He's texting me. Let's talk a little recruiting. We'll catch up with Brian Munson. Rivals.com, HuskerOnline.com next.